With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
We the ish girls. I got Jenny and Lindsay in this bitch, girl. Make you move your hips while sipping gin, girl. Make you bounce your tits like it's a jig, girl. Like boom, sip kombucha for your womb. Hanestine squad link up, it's like boom. The girls be giving you vibes. Tune it, chill out, and feel good inside.
Hey girls, welcome back to It Girls Podcast. This is Jenny.
This is Lindsay.
How the hell are we all, queens?
Yes, queen. I was just saying to Jenny, I am too addicted to that stupid fucking word. I always will like hate an Instagram thing and then I'll like slag it. So
yeah, you're using it ironically.
Yeah, but then it is totally not ironic how much I use it. Like I'm like calling Evan queen, you queen, Stella queen. We are all queens in this world.
I love calling lads king. I'm king. Like, hey, king.
King energy.
King, I love king energy. Yeah. King moves.
It's so good. But yeah, I always do that. It's same with gas. I remember me and my sisters used to hate that word because our aunties used to always say it. We were like, ooh, gas.
Yeah,
like what? But now I'm like, gas.
Oh, I love the word. I actually love the word gas because it's so quintessentially like Irish.
It's so Irish.
Like I love words that you can say around someone from like another country and they're like, sorry, what? I remember like, take a time every time I say I'm moved to New York, but I take a drink every time I say it. But when I was in New York, like I would be like, that's deadly. They're like, what, man? It's deadly.
Ducking. What? What's deadly? Oh my God. Oh my God. Do I have herpes?
But it was so annoying having to like tone down the slang. You do have to tone it down a lot when you live anywhere abroad, especially like obviously in like somewhere in like England or America. But English people kind of get Irish slang because it's very similar. But especially in America, dear God, because their slang is like, what? Cowabunga.
Yeah, true. Awesome.
Gnarly.
Gnarly's cool. I mean, but I could never say that.
No, I mean, I remember typing it once and just feeling like a fraud.
I mean, I'm like, I feel like I watched Lords of Dogtown does not give me in any way right to use
our
any
culture.
Skate. Yeah. Their culture is not our costume.
Our word costume.
Yeah, true.
Anyway, gals, speaking of words.
Speaking of words.
We're doing a Q&A this week, which we're very excited for. So if you don't know, we have a Tumblr. The only use of our Tumblr, by the way, is just to get these anonymous questions. So like, no point in sending us like DMs, you know what I mean, on Tumblr, because we just use it as a means to get anonymous questions because that's where we get the juiciest questions. If you want to send them, you have to keep an eye on my Instagram and Lindsay's Instagram because we announce it once a month. We open the floodgates on our Tumblr and you can ask questions for this very episode, and we got some juicy ones this time.
Yes, we got good ones, and again we always like to get kind of more topical issues rather than like something that is so personal to you because we want to help all of our queens here and kings.
And the best thing about like it is when you talk about like topical issues as well is that you guys bring up topics that like we might not be able to squeeze a whole podcast out of, but like it kind of, you know, gets our juices flowing. Because it's like we just have two brains, you know what I mean? So well, actually,
yeah, kind of one.
Two brain cells between us. As our haters would like to think, anyway.
They're idiot, vile women. Thank you.
Very immature, says the women on a gossip website.
Also, when the hell have we claimed to be mature? Motherfucker, it's not a fucking, you're not obliged to be a certain type of grown up. If you want to be on Tattle Life, do your thing.
Yeah.
We're all queens.
An extremely
here.
Mature move.
Yeah. And that's maturity. Logging into tattle.life. That is mature queens only.
Mature queens only. Okay. So giving them enough air time.
Yes.
They'll be loving that. So I thought we'd start off. Well, I didn't think someone asked us this question. I thought, what a great icebreaker because we love this game, Liz.
We love this game. It's our favorite game.
Fuck, marry, kill. Okay. Darren Conway, Hodge Henry, James Kavanaugh.
Okay. Damn. I feel seen.
I would Okay.
I would marry Podge Henry. I love that man. I love that man. I have a thing for him. There, I said it live on my fucking pod.
Oh my God.
He's going out on a date tomorrow. It could be us playing. I'm like, oh, that's so nice. Who is the fucking bitch?
Yeah. Who is the stupid bitch?
Yeah. Have fun.
Yeah. Have fun giving him the wrong dating tips.
Totally. Yeah. On the last podcast we did, I was like,
looking minging.
It's actually really good to hound a girl. They love waking up to like 68 missed calls. They love that. It's like makes her think that you're thinking about her.
It's why girls do it to men, because like secretly we just want men to do it to us.
Yeah. Actually, snap her bra. Oh, she's a feminist not wearing one. Ew. Yeah,
pinch her nipples. They love that. Yeah. I think mine would probably be.
I'd marry Podge. And I would move to Sligo as well. Just saying.
He's not from Sligo. He's from
Offaly. No, he said that he wants to move. Oh, girl.
Oh, my God. You're taking notes.
I don't miss a beat. He said that he wants to move to Sligo with his wife. Hello, me, the kids. I'll have another kid.
Listen to, if you want to know who the hell we're talking about, listen to last week's episode, by the way, if you haven't listened.
Yeah, but don't be sliding in those DMs.
Don't be sliding in my husband's DMs.
Yeah.
I'd have to kill your man, Darren Conway. Okay. And I know this is this is probably an unpopular opinion. And look, he's loads of followers. He's fine. And look, also, guys, look, woo, we're slagging a fella.
Oh, yay.
We're not only slagging women.
We also always slag lads too. Keep up.
Constantly.
Keep up.
So I just personally, and look, so many people that I know, like I'll go on his page or get sent a video of his, and so many people that I'm, that I follow are liking and screaming, laughing in the comments. And I'm literally sat there like, I want to find it funny.
Well, I know, I love a laugh.
I love a good laugh, me.
I love a laugh.
I love, do you know what I love? Comedy.
Oh, I know.
Plain and simple Instagram comedy.
When the fuck did memes start? I was only thinking about that the other day. I was like, a thought. I was sitting thinking, if you will. And I thought, there used to be a life where we didn't have memes. How weird.
And you had an edible beforehand.
I may.
Such a stoned thought.
Everyone knows when I'm stoned. It's so annoying. I'm like, guys, I just recorded this epic tune on my voice memos and I'm thinking about Instagramming it. What do you think?
I saved Jenny's, your ass last
Jenny
night.
Saved my ass. I was like, midnight, I was going to put up this fucking thing of me
which,
singing.
By the way, Lindsay called her EP. She was like, Jenny, I'm thinking of releasing.
Now, we're laughing and joking, but I think it was good.
No, it was good.
Good?
It was good. Do you know what? It was a raw EP. If you sent that into a studio, they could work with it.
Yeah, but I'm you know me, I'm transparent, bitch.
I know. I could see it being nailed. Is all I'm
saying. Okay, well, I'll talk to John Brian, Mac Miller's producer, exactly, arrest him, and exactly, see if he WBs.
Exactly. I brought fully support.
And on that goddamn page, there, I was slagging my voice. I was like,
I knew that was where I was coming. You're like,
and I was stone singing.
Yeah.
So I do tend to slur my words. Which I need when I'm singing stoned.
Yeah.
Okay. Shoot me.
God, try be an artist.
Anyway, back to killing Darren Conway.
Unfortunately, yeah, just for me, it's like I can always give like an Instagram comic like a chance. I'll get sent one video. I don't find that one video funny. That's fine. Oh, yeah. Maybe it's not for me. Maybe I don't get the reference. Yeah, that's fine. I've seen hundreds. And just, it's just not my personal sense of humor. I prefer slagging women.
I find him a bit. Okay, now, like, I am going to play pretend right now. So if I was to, like, if I had an idea of Darren Conway from what I know of him through his Instagram, which is not at all, yeah. I feel like he'd be a real moany bastard of a boyfriend.
I feel like...
For fuck's sake, I don't want to go there for field. No, I'm sick of the fucking always going. Like, I feel like he'd be a moan and he'd be thinking it's kind of funny because he'd be like a typical moany bloke, but it's actually just really fucking annoying. Stop doing it.
I feel, yeah, you know? Totally. And I feel like he'd kind of be like the one to be like, you'd hound him to bring you on a date and he'd be like, fine, we'll go out on Friday. And you spend the whole day Friday getting ready and he comes home, he's like, I'm fucking bollocks. We're not going fucking anywhere. And you're like,
oh, Jesus, I told you. Like, yeah, see, he would have a period. A lot.
Or like cancelling like seeing your mom and dad. You know, like that kind of shit. Like as in, yeah, like you're like, okay, that's my mom and dad and son. He's like, I've been fucking working all week. I'm in my fucking hole going to see your ma.
Yeah. You're like, oh, okay. He's just not our kind of dude. Unfortunately, we need to just know. But I think he's taken. I think.
Fair play. Maybe prove us wrong.
Yeah. I mean, I'm delighted for you, hon. James Kavanagh, I would love to have sex with James Kavanagh.
Me too. I think he'd be like extremely open. I feel like it would be like, I feel like there'd be great pillow talk.
And what more would you? I mean, there's something about a man with good pillow talk is just a major turnout for me. I love a good pillow talk. We always ask when one of our pals gets at a fella, or back in the day when we were all single, we'd be like, "How's the pillow talk?"
I know, it's a great question,
because pillow talk is how you kind of get to know someone intimately.
It's so funny that you're both on pillows looking at each other.
Like, let's talk about shit.
We just fornicated.
I know, and you're all naked, and they're really like flopped over like Connells and normal people.
It's like stuck to your thigh,
and I'm always kind of looking at it.
Yeah, me too,
I can't get my eye off a dick if there's one in the room. You know, I'm like, I just am always looking at it.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, whoa.
I like to take a mental picture. What's that? Because dick pics are going out of damn fash. I only asked for one the other day, and he was like, "Oh no, I only send them on Snapchat." I'm like,
"What are you, 14?
Yeah. Well, hopefully not. But yeah, I was like, for fuck's sake, I'm not re-downloading Snapchat for a goddamn dick pic.
No. Also, just send me a disappearing one on Instagram.
Like, what am I going to do? Yes, I'll show Jenny and my two sisters.
Yeah.
It's like, I wouldn't be showing it if it was a shit. Well, I probably would. But you know what I mean? Like, for God's sake, it's a dick.
The weird thing about dick pics, though, is that, like, you very rarely get a dick pic from, like, a lad you're actually seeing. You know what I mean? Or dating. Like, it's always just, like, kind of, like, sexting or some unwarranted thing. Like, I've got very few. Like,
they're going out of fashion. I used to get loads. Dick pics.
Did you not get like unwarranted ones though? More so on Snapchat. Like,
yeah, it was. Yeah,
it wasn't exactly.
I wasn't complaining.
They were welcome.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, in my bio, maybe I should change my Instagram bio.
Dick pics welcome.
Yeah, aubergine emoji welcome.
I am not an aubergine shamer here.
No. People, come on, bring them. C-U-M. Remember that one? Remember that one with the I got sent with the fucking Sky remote next to it.
Oh yeah.
For reference of size.
They always do that.
I love that. It's clever. That's what it is.
I love it when they have like the pants just not even all the way down. It's like they just whip the dick out over the tracksuit bottom.
You know,
like,
I don't mind. I actually kind of like that because I love a grey jogger moment. Like, I like a WAP situation.
I love it through a grey jogger.
Oh yeah.
Or like the little head peeking out at the top. It's kind of cute.
Yeah,
it's like a little soldier.
Hello. And it's just kind of like, yeah, then I'm envisioning the rest of it. But what I don't like, I got sent one a while ago and his jeans were like rolled down to the ankles. So it wasn't like they were fully down touching the ground. It was like he was shitting on the toilet or something. Yeah. That way.
And like, it's like a cartoon of someone shitting. Because like, when I go to the toilet, I don't want my jeans all the way on the floor.
I'd be freezing.
Men, I feel, do that.
Frosty flaps. That's what they were calling me on the fucking thing the other day.
Were they?
Yeah, frosty flaps because you wear shorts,
God forbid. Let's stop giving those people a fucking shout out.
I just fucking think it's
good. I know, it's hilarious.
Because see-through Penny's leggings are so warm. That's what most Irish people wear every day.
Okay, so we get into this Q&A.
Yes.
Okay, so question numero uno.
Go ahead, queen.
Hey, gals. So my love language is quality time. Sometimes I struggle to find a happy medium between being a chilled out GF and laying down the law in terms of my needs or feelings. Any advice on keeping my chilled out vibes while also getting what I need?
Okay, we loved this question again because it's topical. We love talking about love language.
And I like how she worded it too. You know, a lot of the questions we get, it's kind of like, even
or
though
spilling a drink, or
she's spilling some tea,
spilling a wee shatter. Friday night, girls.
Friday night. A lot of our questions tend to be, although it's their problem, it's a lot of the time it's centered around their boyfriend. Is it like, my boyfriend's doing this, and like, how do I blow it? But she is putting herself first, queen. She is putting her needs first. She's like, how do I get?
How do I maneuver this? Yeah,
yeah. She's like taking onus on herself by being like, I'm not able to communicate my needs effectively right now because I'm kind of. It seems to me like she, and look, we've all been here. No shade. She is getting that kind of fear of like, you know, it kind of. I'm going to speculate here that they've been in a relationship maybe for like a year. And it's kind of one of those things where it's like, you've been the cool, chilled out girl for a year. And now you're like, and now I kind of want to lay down the law a little bit. But you don't want to like, the guy to be like, for fuck's sake, you were so cool a year ago. You know the way? And you're like, yeah, well, now we're in a serious relationship.
So. I was acting. Yeah. I was acting for the first year.
We all act.
Yeah.
Get with the program, babes.
So I think what I find interesting about this question is that, you know, yes, we all have individual love languages and how we kind of, you know, accept love, give love, all that kind of stuff, and feel valued and fulfilled. However, just like everything, not just because you feel something, it doesn't mean that it's for you. Like I, in my previous relationship, very much valued, and the reason that I think I was so swept up in that relationship was because for me, I'm very much a vocal person. Clearly, yeah. I have a fucking podcast and I'm very much transparent with my feelings to my friends, to my family, people I'm seeing. You know, if I like them, I will tell them, and that's truthful. And I would also appreciate and like kind of affirmation of words, you know. So then I'm like, okay, I know where I stand. However, that being, you know, my main kind of love language then overshadowed so many other things. So I was so just indebted, or I was so like just wrapped up in the whole like language and what we were saying to each other, and, you know, feeling so fulfilled from that. But then it actually, when time went on, it wasn't fulfilling me. So however, yes, that was my like love language and how I received love. It wasn't actually beneficial in any way, because I was so enthralled by the words that I was not even noticing the reality of some of those words not following through into actual reality. So now I have to be more conscious, now that I'm dating and stuff, of not getting in over my head and being like, oh, I want to tell this guy I like him, or I want him to explain or express how he's feeling towards me, because, you know, that hasn't worked for me in the past. And I have to kind of value other things, because I do think a healthy relationship is not just one love language. I think you need, you have one that's kind of most natural to you, because however you've grown up, however your parents are, can kind of impact how you absorb love and feel fulfilled in love and everything. But I do think you need a little bit of all of them.
I agree. And I also think that, like, we have to remember that, you know, you have your love language, but so does your partner. And while, like, you know, quality time is really important to you, like, sometimes we have to make that difference between, like, you can feel like something's really important to you, say, like, quality time or words of affirmation. But if you're holding someone to a standard that you want to receive things, it's like kind of setting yourself up for letdown, you know, that way. Because it's like building these expectations around someone to express themselves in ways that you are comfortable expressing yourself. Like, say for you with words of affirmation, and I totally get what you mean. You're right in that, that like words of affirmation is one that like I would struggle with as well. But like, I think a lot of girls can just lap it up. And I think it's kind of a love language that men know a lot of women respond well to. So they can just talk shite and then get away with treating you like shit. Because girls a lot of the time will believe words, because I think it's because women are in general better at following through on their words.
And we're just more communicative.
Exactly.
You know, like with our friends, you know, we're like, love you, bitch, every time. Yeah. Like me and Jenny will say, like, love you about five times a day.
Yeah, we're like, love you, angel.
Love you, illy, angel, my queen, illy, my princess.
Like our literal WhatsApp group, group between me and you is just like, I love you. I would be nowhere without you. Like, we are words of affirmation to fuck.
I would be fucking dead if
I wasn't. And to be honest, I get fulfilled by your words of affirmation and giving it to you. And like, Yeah, like in my relationship, like, I don't need words of affirmation for myself, but I do probably give it quite a lot. You know what I mean? I can give it, not take it.
To Evan.
Yeah, like I would be more so the one who'd be speaking like that, you know, that way. Mm-hmm. And I think, and even with all my, like my ex as well, he wasn't like that either. And I think in my last relationship, I just realized, because I was getting really frustrated being like, you never, like I would be getting caught up in meaningless shite. Like, you never say you love me first. I always have to say it first and you always say it back. And he was just like, and I remember I said that, and like hearing, you know, when you say something and you immediately hear it back, like played back to you, and you're like,
oh God,
okay, I'm really, really due my period, or I am splitting fucking hairs. Mm. Like, I'm in a happy fucking relationship and I'm moaning at my fella because he doesn't say it first. It's like, someone always has to, like, who cares?
Well, there's always something that you can nitpick about your 100%. Relationship. 100%. You know? Like, so we actually got a question about that on the Tumblr as well. We got a question from a girl saying that she's been going out with a guy for a year and a half and that they both haven't said it. And she was saying that, like, it's a successful, happy relationship. But yet she's focusing on that one thing. So it's an interesting to kind of bring in. Now, I have said as well on the podcast lately, I've been very much, like, checking myself, learning, growing, hashtag vibes, you know?
Evolving.
I'm joking. But I have been like, I've been definitely just interested in becoming more self-aware and kind of self-reflective. Just, you know, 2020, we sat with our thoughts a lot being at home at COVID, and it was something that I definitely benefited from lockdown. It was just like being able to kind of, you know, we're successful bitches and I want to continue doing that. So
you don't need an excuse to self-reflect.
I'm hyperventilating, help. Okay, so anyway, what I was saying was that I've been speaking about, like, you know, it's all well and good. I've learned so much about dating and relationships from being treated the way that I maybe have treated people. So when I was with my ex, I was so kind of like, words of affirmation were our thing, and that was great at the start. But then as we went on, and you know, different like kind of problems we were facing, and he was still very much on the words of affirmation and stuff like that. So he would then kind of be like, bringing up things like that, like, oh, you didn't say, you said love you, not I love you.
Ugh.
And I was like, what? And he was like, well, I said, I love you. You just go like, love you. That's like a friend thing. So what? And I'm like, okay, I love you. He's like, well, I don't want to ask. I just want you to say I love you. Like, is that so much to ask?
It's just very needy.
Oh, it was so intense. Where like anytime he'd be leaving, he'd be like, okay, bye. And I'd be like, see ya, bye. And he'd be like, you're not going to say anything? I was like, love you. You're a cunt.
Nothing makes you not love someone more than being forced to fucking
I
say
know.
It.
And then I was like, okay, now I understand where men are coming from when they say stuff like, stop fucking asking me shit. You know, the way like now, I was like, okay, I'm never going to be like that. Like bringing up just stupid conversation. Like, but you never shared that to me, you know?
Yeah, it's an easy road to find yourself traveling down. Like you can slip into it very easily. I have to check myself, especially I think when you're living with a boyfriend, I always have to check myself. Like I'll say some stuff to Evan and I'm like, I'm being
rewind. Never mind.
Yeah. And then like, he'd be like, fuck. And I'm like, you know what I mean? But it's like, you do like, look, and everyone is always going to, you know, make a big deal out of something. You're always going to get someone's fucking like shrapnel of their bad day, you know, that way, especially when you're living together. But like, you do have to check yourself. With regards to this girl's question.
So quality time, because we don't really speak about that love language too much.
No, we don't. And I was actually thinking when I got this, I was like, I actually think it's definitely one of my love languages. I would always say it'd be words of affirmation, but I actually think now the acts of service, I obviously appreciate a lot, but I do actually, I'm not like high maintenance with my quality time. As in, like, I don't need like date night every single week. Like, I think that's, kind of, especially when you're like saving and, you know, all that kind of, it's like not always possible to go on extravagant fucking dates. But for me, quality time, let's both define what we would think maybe. Okay. For me, quality time would be that when we decide to spend time together, I would like you, as in like dedicated time, like out for dinner or something. Like, I'm not talking watching TV, you know, I would like for you to feel present.
Okay.
As best you can.
No, so not the phone kind of thing?
Yeah, like every now and again. I mean, like, look, I'm not one of those people who's like, would you ever get off your phone? Because that's really annoying.
Yeah, because we also like to be on our phone.
Yeah, I also like to be on my phone. But like, you know, I think like, say, for example, like when Evan and I went out last week on Friday, like at the start, we were like on our phones. You're like in a nice restaurant having fun. He was fucking knocking off a bottle of champagne with a sword. Like, how can you not record?
Wild. A sword.
He got a certificate.
Why? What was it for?
You get a certificate in Rosa Madre if you do it with the sword. No way. It's like, you've saved her the bottle of Dom Perignon.
Oh my
like,
gosh.
It's so fun. We have to go there.
I'd be scared. I'd be knocking, I'd be splicing someone's head off.
Oh, it's really, you just kind of go, anyway. But, you know.
You can do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, I would not be trusted with a sword. A lot of innocent people dead if I had a fucking sword.
So we, you know, we were on our phone for a bit, but then like as the food came and as we were enjoying our meal, like, our phones are just put away. You know what I mean? And I do appreciate that. I think that it's nice that when you do, I'm not talking every single time we hang out. Like, I don't like it when, like, you know, and I find myself doing it to Evan sometimes and I'm like, I'm being an annoying bitch. Like, we'll be watching TV and I'm like, did you see that? Did you? And he's like, what? And I'm like, we really wouldn't if you weren't just on your
phone. Put that phone down, you'd see.
And he does it to me as well. And like,
my mum does it to me.
It's annoying when someone does it.
My mum, like, even if I'm in the car with her, so she, like, we're not having, like, you know, she's supposed to be looking at the fucking road, but if I'm texting, she's like, here, looking over the shoulder, look here, and I'm here like, yeah, it was great sex or whatever. So I'm like, mom, stop, look at my phone, stop. She's like, what? Put it down, for God's sake. I'm like, okay,
I like my phone. But so for me, quality time isn't like needing lots of time. It's like the time that we do decide to spend together. Like if it's a date or whatever else, it's like, I would like it to be like quality.
Because yeah, you can feel kind of under, like, not valued. So say if you spend a lot of time with friends, like as a couple, like, so you're around other people a lot, and then when, you know, you go back home together or you have time just the two of you, it's a bit like, oh, grand, that's my socializing's done, and he's not really engaging with you as much, or it's a bit like he just picks up the Xbox fucking and he's playing, or he's just like, you want to feel like you are connecting, because like in a relationship, it is you two. You can be great, you know, going out doing whatever, but you do have to savor that. You know, my mum and dad always said that, you know, they're very much like a unit, and we'd have like great family time, and like, you know, there's four kids and we're all having a wonderful time and stuff like that. But they always set aside their own time.
Yeah.
Because that was the whole foundation of our family, them being, you know,
you have to nurture
the functioning of our family anyway.
Yeah. You have to nurture the relationship.
Yeah. And quality time for me. You see, it's definitely something with, again, with my fucking ex. Sorry for bringing him up, Queens. But just, you know, I'm single. That's all I can reference. But he would really like these wild excursions that would be kind of stressful. Like it would be pissing rain outside and he'd be like, let's go on a hike. And I'm like, I don't like hiking in the pourings of rain.
Yeah.
Like, and then, you know, so we had to, like, I do think you have to find something that you both like to do, whether
absolutely,
it's
yeah.
cinema, dinner, whatever, that you're both happy to do. So, but that could come into an issue. Like you're saying that you love quality time. That's a lovely thing to love. You want to spend nice time with your boothang, you know, but you can feel really like devalued and kind of cast aside if your boyfriend is giving you the dregs of his day, or like, you know, he's maybe out having fun and then, you know, or he's like goes out with the lads loads and does plans things, but then with you he's kind of like, oh, I'm not really arse going out tonight, can we just stay in, you know, like you can feel a bit like
in Sex and the City,
the movie.
Yeah, where she's the like, where's the sparkle?
Where's the sparkle guy?
Where's the sparkle guy? I don't get him anymore. But it's true. It's like
true.
Sometimes you can be like out with your fella on a night out and they're like being great. They're chatting away to all your pals. They're making them laugh. They're buying everyone drinks and you come home and they're a cunt to you. You're like,
yeah, they're like, I'm fucking knackered. Turn that fucking light off, will you? You're like,
yeah, they're like, fuck's out, didn't plan on being out till 12. You're like, you're great. Loving it.
You tell me. Yeah, when they're like cosplaying as this great boyfriend and fucking in front of all your friends and people, yeah. And then they come to mind, they like take the mask off. They're like, socializing, done for the night. Move and over, you cunt. You're like, what? We're a sparkle guy.
We're a sparkle guy. But I get it as well when it comes to more like, you know, another way you can kind of experience that is like if someone's busy or in work or like, you know, they get out of the house, go to work, they work all day and then they come home and, a bit, you know, sometimes you can be like, well, me and you specifically, because like we don't, you know, have office jobs. We're like not working 9 to 5.
Yeah.
So like when someone comes home, you can be kind of like, and I remember you said that happened to you and your ex as well, where they'd come home and you're like, hi, how are you?
Dying for a chat. Yeah. Because I was at home with the kids, like especially more so last year, we weren't working as much as this year. So I wasn't getting like adult interaction. So he was obviously out working all day and hanging out with the lads and talking shite all day. Yeah. So when he came home, he just wanted to decompress and not talk for the first time all day probably. And I was like, yay, adult communication. Hello, I don't have to talk about like TikTok or like just stupid kid shit all day or hear Howard Henry fucking in my ear.
And I was it happened to me. Sometimes I find myself doing that to Evan. And like he'll be out like from like, he'll leave at like 7 a.m. come home at 8:30. And I'm like, hello.
Yeah.
Like,
and he's probably seen 20 different people. And
yeah. And then I always have to remind myself, because it used to happen to me at my mom. Like I would come home from work and I'd go in and eat my dinner. It was when I worked in retail. And like I'd go in and eat my dinner. And I remember just those moments of like not even an hour, 20 minutes of me just sitting there in fucking silence eating my dinner was like, aww, like an orgasm. So you know that thing that you like with that like spider thing in your head?
Yeah.
It gives you that head orgasm. It was like that feeling. But then she'd come in and be like, so anyway, today in work, and I'd be like, I remember having to tell her. I was like, I just need like 20 minutes. That's all. And again, that happens in Sex and the City. Remember when Aiden?
Yes.
Yes. Aiden is like all over Carrie.
So where you been? Where you going? Who you seen?
Just shut up.
Yeah. Shut up. She's like, I just need to decompress.
Just when shut
I come
up.
Home.
Don't you ever shut up.
That's a different episode. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Different scene.
Same problem.
But I am saying, well, it is. Like, I mean, say if I'm going, like, if I'm going on dates now, as soon as I'm home the next morning, if it's a good date, my mum will call me. So, how was it? What's he like? Where is he from? What's he do? What's his mum do? And is she, how many, and I'm like, mum, this is really, really like very low scale in my life. Talk about my banging job, the kids, whatever's going on. Like me going out on a random fucking date at the weekend doesn't need a whole like
debrief.
Thesis.
Yeah.
I'm like, mom, you know, it's just a date. I can't have your expectation of like, oh, he sounds nice. No, keep him. I'm like,
I hate that, the expectation. Okay. So what would we say to this girl to answer a question? So like, I think she's getting too caught up in like this whole chill exterior that she needs to be like exuding to her boyfriend, because like bringing up your needs isn't unchill. Like, but I think a lot of the time what goes wrong in relationships is obviously communication is like one of the biggest things in a relationship. And sometimes one party in the relationship can feel hard done by or feel like they are not being heard when they haven't actually vocalized their needs. Like, so many times I've caught myself in relationships like that where I've been like, you know, I'll say to someone, I'll be like, but we never go out to dinner anymore. And they're like, oh, you wanted to go out for dinner. Like, we can be sold this idea that we have to be presented and surprised. And like,
yeah, that's,
you know,
so lame.
It's just like not realistic. You know, we spoke about on Ex-Gals this week, for example, like mistakes in relationships we made. And like a lot of our mistakes that we made were like very communication based. And, you know, we spoke about love at first sight and like how that's an unrealistic expectation. And what goes along with that a lot of the time, I think, is this expectation that like, and it's carried on by Instagram and influencers, I think, like...
Jenny sucked dick before she came here. That's why she's called. Yeah.
It's true.
Always happens to me
as well.
True.
You're like...
yeah, you're like sorry, a little bit of cum.
But, you know, like there's this whole like online that you see like, he surprised me and brought me to my favorite beach and there was a picnic. Like, that's another unrealistic expectation that like one party should always be like surprising and putting in all this fucking work.
I've never been in that.
Never. And like, I wouldn't want it either. It's
I've
like,
also never casually, I've never been the surpriser. So why do I always expect
to be
getting
surprised? Yeah. So like, I mean, if your love language is quality time, like I'm sure he knows you like going on dates, you know, that's like a part of a relationship. But like, if you really want to make like a night of like quality time, like I would just present it to him and be like, look, do you know what? You know, say, I don't know, whether you've been together 5 years or been together 5 months, it's an easy conversation to bring up. I would just be like, look, I think it'd be great at this point in our relationship to kind of have like dedicate one night a month. Because I think that's another unrealistic thing that people are like, date night every single fucking week. It's like, God, that's intense.
Or for them to present it. Because sometimes like, you know, I can find myself being like, oh, I, you know, I'm quite like, you know, sometimes I have found myself in relationships being the planner and I'm like, I don't want to be the planner. But then I'm like, it comes to it being like, this is clearly just the role I've been given. So just fucking deal with it, bitch.
And like, you're the planner in some ways, but you might be the planner, not this guy might be the planner in another way. You know, that way, like.
Yeah. And I mean, also, it's just like deal with it. You don't always need to be like.
One person can like, you know, like me and Evan went on that date and it was just because we were talking about that restaurant and I was like, oh, I'd love to go there again. He was like, actually, I'll get on to him and I'll book it. You know what I mean? It was a joint thing. Yeah. I wasn't like presented with this big and extravagant.
Blindfolded into the place.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you have to actually communicate these things. And I think all you can do to that is just be like, do you know what? I love, you know, us, whatever you like to do, whether it's go out to the cinema or, you know, whatever your thing, as you said, like it does have to be a mutual enjoyment, I think, for you both to kind of, especially if the other person's love language isn't quality time, like they have to genuinely enjoy what they're doing, you know, that way in order for you to feel like it's quality time.
And she's also kind of saying that she, you know, she probably wants maybe more time together than he does.
Yeah,
so kind of try and figure that out, because what I find a really beneficial and healthy relationship is someone who has different love languages, because with my past relationships they've both been kind of where we've shared the same, say, words of affirmation.
So it's just like an echo chamber.
Totally. And I'm not being taught anything new. So, you know, since I've kind of been dating and dating different guys and stuff, I've been learning, you know, new dicks, new tricks. So I've been like, you know, realizing that like, I actually need someone who probably like pulls the reins with my love language.
Yeah.
Because like, I can't have that indulgence bullshit talk that is meaningless because we don't know each other, you know, but so that's like beneficial that someone maybe wouldn't have that as their love language.
100%. Yeah.
But then, so you kind of meet halfway in a way. So, but I would kind of also just take the idea of love language out of it. And because I do find sometimes women will label themselves. Like, I have a friend who just will always label herself as jealous. And sometimes I'm like, no, he did a shitty thing. You're not just randomly being jealous. Yeah. He's kind of doing something that's like, probably inappropriate.
Don't allow it to be a scapegoat.
Yeah. So like, you're saying that's your love language. But is he giving you enough time? Is he valuing your time? Is he, you know, is he willing to kind of give you quality time and put the effort into that? And if he's not, then that's a whole different question.
Because
that has nothing to do with love language. So just
totally, because
that out.
100%. Because like, you know, with love language, with quality time is a love language. It is a love language, but it's also, apart from anything else, it's a fundamental part of a relationship.
Yeah, you can't be going out with something that you never fucking see.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So even if it's not anything to do with a love language, like if he's just refusing and he just wants to go out in the session with the lads, honey, it's a different problem.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The next question we have, do you think exclusivity is important in the initial stages of a relationship, i.e. before labels? Is getting with other people fair game if it's not explicitly stated? This is such a good question. Ow!
Well, we've probably touched on it, but we've never dedicated a little safe space for it.
Yeah, we've maybe like just rubbed the clip. We've never fully got it up. Get it up there, girl.
We've never penetrated. Mm-hmm. I mean, the question that has launched 1,000 WhatsApp messages, I'd say.
Yeah.
You know, of just like...
I'm intrigued to know your initial thoughts on
my
that.
My initial thoughts.
So you're just seeing someone. Is there's it been fair no labels, game? No I've, conversation mm-hmm. about what you are, what's going on. You're just, maybe say you've been seeing someone for 2 months.
Okay.
Pretty regularly. You're texting a little bit. It's not too intense. There's not been any like... I like you, you like me, blah, 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 but
you're kind of...
There's just no conversation, so both of you don't really know
what it's been a consistent thing that you've been going on dates. I think it's fair game.
To be seeing other people?
If you want. You don't have to. Mm. I think...
I'm confused with this question. That's why I'm asking you. Yeah. I'm like, tell me the answer.
Well, I think it's so individual, right? Because for me personally, and I know you're the same as me, like when I like find someone that I like... Mm-hmm. I'm just not really arsed doing it to prove something to myself that I can still get other dick, or like I'm just like, Jesus Christ, talking to one lad is enough fucking bother for me. Trying to keep that interesting, trying to get to know someone, like I've got enough friends, I've got a very social job in a sense, so the last thing I want to be doing is getting to know like what, 5 guys on the go. Like it just doesn't really interest me personally. So I wouldn't do it, but I don't think it's wrong. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with dating around when something hasn't been made exclusive, if that's what you want. You know, I think, say for example, right, you're in that exact situation that you just spelled out, right? 2 months consistently going on dates, but there's been no, I don't think, if there's been no conversation around it, like if you got asked out, say some guy you know was like, hey, Lindsay, I'd love to go for a drink with you sometime. If you felt the pull to want to go on the date with him, I don't think that's a bad thing whatsoever. Why not? You know what I mean? Like, I don't think...
What do you think about sleeping with multiple people?
Because
realistically,
depends.
If you're dating someone for 2 months, you're sleeping with them. Mm-hmm. You know?
I mean, again, I think it depends. I mean, again, it's not something that I've practiced in my dating life. So I don't have any...
And I don't know many girls who have. So that's where...
Girls don't, yeah. I would say. On large, women are quite monogamous. Like just habitually, you know what I mean? I think that we're not really out looking for like, you know, fresh dick. You know, it's like, who has the fucking time? And a lot of the time it's from men. It's a very self-centered, ego-proving kind of thing. I do
and
find.
And for women with sex, it's a lot more physically invasive and emotionally invasive. So
and risk pregnancy, let's not forget.
Yeah.
So like, you know what I mean? It's a bigger physical risk. And I think we don't really feel the need to do it. I don't think it's something...
It kind of messes up our emotions with the men.
Exactly. I you know, with sleeping around, like if you are... I really don't see a problem with it if they don't have a problem with it. I think the problem lies when you're doing it for the wrong reasons, aka, as I said, like trying to prove something to your own ego, or maybe we spoke about it on X-Gals, I think 2 weeks ago, talking like, you know, that sex can be self-harm sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's underlying trauma, but like, you know, I think...
It's a difficult one because I do definitely
feel... You
have
to be honest about it.
I definitely feel... So you have to kind of tell the person...
Not like I'm sleeping around, but I think it's if you're going to make a point of, like, say, it depends on the context again. It depends on the approach. If your approach is like, I do not want to be monogamous, I want to be dating around, and that's something that's in your head, then yeah, I do think you should tell the person. If it happens to be a thing that you've been seeing someone for 2 months and some other guy asks you on a date and you want to meet him just to see what he's like, you don't have to like text the guy and be like, by the way, I'm going on a date on Thursday with another man. You know what I mean? I think it depends on your intentions. If your intentions are to be consistently non-monogamous, I think it's, you know, your responsibility in that situation is to be transparent and let the other person decide if they want to be with someone who's non-monogamous, because as you said, that could also involve sleeping around. And personally, I really wouldn't want to be getting with some guy. Not saying it hasn't happened, I'm sure it has, but I personally wouldn't really want to be sleeping with a guy who got with three girls during the week. It just doesn't really interest me.
Same. I mean,
mic drop.
It is a total, it's a very difficult one. And it's difficult because when you're in the first throes of a dancing, dating relationship, where you're just kind of, your walls are still pretty much up. And they're up, they're wet, they are whoppy as fuck. But like, so your walls are up and you are, you know, you're trying to maintain your pride and you're kind of like, you're not putting all your cards out on the table. And especially, so it's kind of like this dance, like maybe it's kind of like, it's the unspoken thing, you know, like it's too soon to kind of maybe bring up this conversation about like, are we going to be monogamous or not? So then you can kind of, it's a bit, do you know what it is? It's a gamble, because you can be seeing someone and there's no, you know, topic has not been brought up about like what you are or whether you're exclusive or not, or what he's doing when you're not seeing him, you don't know. And then you're trying to kind of like join the dots and be like, okay, he's not really telling me that he's just seeing me. He's not asking me to be exclusive. I'm not really sure. So sometimes I think like in dating, to maintain our dignity and sense of kind of like, you want to win. Everyone wants to win, you know, in dating. They don't want to be fucked over. They don't want to be hurt. That you don't want to be embarrassed. You're trying to, everyone is trying to escape, whether it's a relationship or just dating, whatever it is, you're trying to just maintain your goddamn dignity.
Yeah.
That's the game. And I think sometimes, if you're a bit unsure of someone's intentions or whether they're into you, or if you're kind of, maybe sometimes you're like, oh shit, I'm actually liking this guy, and you can feel like, I know what I'll do. I'll go on another date and I'll hook up with this guy and then I'll have that in my back pocket, because A, if he's doing it, then I don't feel that bad. Then I'm like, fuck, at least I was doing it. And B, you know, then I'm also maybe like just not focusing on one guy and maybe not being as loopy obsessed with him.
And that's what I mean about like your intentions to do it. You know what I mean? If your intention, like, that's kind of like a pathological thing to do, to be like, I'm just going to do it just to get him back. It's like, do it if you want to do it.
If you're trying to gather, like, you know, I think he's sleeping around, so maybe I will too. So I'm kind of like on the same, because you're trying to be on the same like level.
I get that, but you're not doing it for the right reasons, because like,
yeah, well, that's what I'm saying, that it's a gamble, because it's a gamble either way.
Dating is a fucking big gamble. That relationships are a huge gamble. Yeah.
Regardless of your intentions, like say if you were hooking up with someone, it's been consistent dating for however long and you're enjoying your dates, you're enjoying your time together, but you know, there's been nothing laid down about like whether you're monogamous or not. So you're like, fine, I'm on Tinder, and you know that they're still on something. So you're like bopping around and you go on a date and then maybe you let it slip or they ask you. Like it's happened to me before back in the day. Now I don't have time.
Yeah.
But back in the day, I remember I was seeing this guy, and it was actually pretty long distance. He was the fucking dude we spoke about. He was in Ibiza for the summer. So I was assuming, for fuck's sake. Now he was, but he was lying about it. But like I was, you know, he's obviously, you know, getting his dick wet, for God's sake. And
you weren't even exclusive in Dublin. So
no.
Why would you be exclusive when it's long distance?
And that was, again, a transparent thing that had been out there spoken of. So like this dude wasn't looking for a relationship, so that was fine. But then, so I hooked up with someone when I was here and when he was in Spain. And then when I saw him next, he asked me, he was like, so what have you been up to? Who have you been seeing? And I was like, oh, I saw this one guy. But then I kind of, and I was transparent about it, and he fucking flipped the lid.
Yeah.
So I was like, what? And then I felt like, oh, no, he was obviously a toxic
motherfucker. He's not a great example.
He's not. But what I'm saying is that sometimes the kind of gamble is that when nothing is on the table and you maybe will take something, if you haven't had that conversation about like monogamous or whatever you're fucking doing, and you're like, okay, you're taking something from it and he's taking something from it. Because he may just be like, no, we're together. I'm just seeing her. It's exclusive. We've seen each other every week. Why would it not be? It may not even cross his head.
Yeah.
You know the way. And then you're like, well, he hasn't asked me. so maybe I'll go out on a date with this guy. Like, but he could be like, no, I'm seeing someone now. Yeah, I'm actually just... So you don't know. So it's a difficult thing because you don't want to rush the kind of, you know, you're still getting to know someone. So you don't want to rush the process of being like, fine, we're only dating each other. Because that's when I think sometimes you can get in a situation where you're like, oh, fuck, I'm trapped and now I have to break up with this guy.
Or, yeah, or it can just put, like, it takes the fun out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, those first few months are something you never get back. And those first few months are usually ambiguous for a reason because you kind of have a get out of jail free card.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you start a new job and they're like, look, for the first 6 months, we can fire you without any notice. That's what it is in a relationship. You're on probation. You know, you've got your first 6 months of like dating where there's no expectations. You haven't like not signed a contract, but you haven't put like a label on it. You haven't said you're monogamous. You haven't said boyfriend and girlfriend, all these things. And it's so that, you know, the breakup can kind of be less of a big deal, you know? You know, and like that's fair enough. Like, because relationships are huge gambles. Because they're one of the biggest investments you'll make with someone. Like, even when you go into a long-term relationship, should I say, like, that's a huge gamble in your 20s. Like, say you do that when you're, like, 26, you go out for 4 years, they dump you and you're 30. Oh, you're single, you're 30, all this kind of shit, you know? So, you know, with, you know, anything that can be as great as, like, love or relationships, is, of course, there's going to be a huge downfall from it. And it's the same with dating. But I just think that, like, so often in dating, and I totally understand what you mean, Lindsay, when you say like people are trying to leave with their dignity, and that is absolutely true, 100%. But you have to try and not let your ego also get in the way and fucking you over, because a lot of the time I see people getting so like obsessed with this conversation that has to happen, and he never said he's exclusive, and I don't think he's seeing anyone. I mean, he's seen me 3 times last week. When would he ever see another girl? It's like, that's your ego screaming at you. Like, you feel like it would be making, and of course you'd be, you know, hurt and you like the guy, and I understand that as well. But it's also like, enjoy the time you're spending together and use your probation period to get to know this guy and see if, like, sometimes we build these huge expectations around a guy, as in like, you know, they're like, I hope he's not seeing anyone else and I hope he's not doing this. They don't even want to go out with him long term. They don't even like the guy that much. It's just about their ego. So, you know, when it comes to that, like, as I said, I think there's two different ways. If you are someone who is like, I am not a monogamous person and I cannot, you know, I can't like confirm to you that I'm not going to be getting with other people. I think it's, if you're going to have that approach to life, which is completely fine.
Well, it depends on your lifestyle as well. Like, this person could be like out partying more. Well, not so much now, but like,
yeah, but
back
like,
in the day, like when the clubs were open, they could just be someone who like likes to go off to Ibiza for 3 months and do whatever, like, totally. And have freedom. And that's something that they value in their life. I do think it is important. And from what I can tell, or from my experience anyway, of dating, like I said, sometimes I'll be like, get it in my head, be like, oh, I don't know what he wants. So maybe I'll like, you know, try and get a date just so I'm kind of like on the same level. But then I'm like, do you know what? I feel a bit shady doing that.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd be kind of, oh, I don't want to go to that place just in case. Like, so I'm just like, unless I was 100%, you know, down with, like, say if I was seeing someone and I just was like so 100% in my head being like, nah, not in, you know, I feel like, I don't know if it's a natural kind of like monogamous, that I'm just naturally monogamous. But I do, I would feel like if I've been dating someone for, you know, a certain period of time and I'm having sex with them, I'm thinking, I don't really want to be fucking that up. I don't really understand the point.
Yeah, it's not for me either, especially if I like genuinely like them and have a connection with them. But I think the funny thing is like, you know, you just never know how someone else feels.
But also,
and like, that guy might not be as into, like, you can both be into each other. But like, you might not be as into this guy as he is into you. He could be like completely monogamous to you and be like, I am seeing her, I'm loving it. That doesn't mean you also like owe him utter devotion and monogamy before, by the way, he's had the balls to be like, or both of you have kind of had the fucking conversation. You know what I mean? So it's like, we are talking before the conversation here. I'm not, and I know you're not either. We're not talking about when you've kind of, you know, the pre-boyfriend phase where it's very clear you're exclusive. You know, there is because that there feeling is that creeps in.
There also is, I feel like, before the actual like conversation, I think sometimes you have to be able to pick up on hints.
That's what I mean. You get it.
Like, are you being sound or not here? Like, if you were to go out on a date and fucking sleep with someone, is that actually sound, or would they be a bit disappointed? You do have to like protect people's feelings, you know?
Yeah. And also like, I think it's a maturity thing of relationships. Cause like, if I was seeing a guy for like, say, like 4 to 5 months, you know, If I went on a date with another guy, then it would just be like you're just messing with someone's emotions.
It's
then.
A bit shady.
It's just shady, and it's like there's a certain amount of time you can get away with it. I think in the first 2 months, maybe at a stretch, three, depending on how much you hang out, you can get away with going on a date here or there and it not
I don't even know. I don't know. Like, I mean, it depending on the dates. Like, if you have just randomly hooked up with a guy a few times, but like, I think, like I was only saying it the other day, I was like, dating is so intense. Like, meeting up with someone, spending a long period of, like, a long time with this stranger, like, the conversation is usually quite intense because you don't know each other that well. So you have to be kind of like, you know, you're talking about, like, you know, it's like, it's not like hanging out with your friends where you're just like,
you're getting to know someone
on the phone. Yeah. So it's kind of more, it's more intense. So yeah, I think from kind of the get go, if it's kind of just becoming a habitual thing that like you're seeing him, you know, when you're seeing them next and it's been going on for however long, I personally just think like, why not just stick with that for a while? What's the fucking point?
Well, yeah, there's, but differences, I think between, you're like maybe getting confused between your personal preference and like, do you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't do it and I wouldn't do it personally either. But I just also, like, if one of my friends was in that situation and they wanted to go on a date, I'm not going to be like, you're being really unsane to him. Do you know what I mean? If she wanted to, if she met someone else that she wanted to maybe go for a drink with, you know?
Yeah, a drink is one thing. Yeah,
but that's a like date. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, no, like I said, like, I think it's when it turns into like sleeping around with different people and kind of being exclusive with one, or like seeing someone like for 5 weeks that you're sleeping with and then you're like sleeping with another guy and then going back to the, I think that's a bit random personally, but then fucking hell, shit happens.
And I think it's also quite an exclusively Irish thing, because I think in a lot of other cities in the world, it's like, until you're boyfriend girlfriend, it's all fair game.
Yeah, it is definitely.
And like in Ireland, I was said, like,
maybe it's the sex shame still.
I think it's the sex shame, and it's probably how small Ireland is. Like, it'll come out.
Yeah,
you'll get caught out, you know what I mean? So like, you can't really get away with it as much. There's less places to go on dates, for example, even in Dublin, you know,
I
that
think
way.
There's like, for me, there's like, okay, so there's multiple dating, which personally, you know, like we said, like multiple kind of sleeping with a few different people at the same time wouldn't be for me. Mm-hmm. However, there is when you're not boyfriend girlfriend and you're just hanging out, and then say there's a weekend where you don't see each other, they're away or whatever the fuck's going on, you're just not seeing them, and you end up going to a party and hooking up with someone. That's, I'm pretty sure that's chill for me.
Yeah, I think when I say, but if it's when
more
I
like
say
activated,
date.
Like, you know, they're fully on Tinder searching for more. You're searching for more dick, or they're looking for girls, they're actively trying to multiply date, that it would just not be for me. It would be so much fucking work.
It wouldn't be for me, but I don't think I would. If it's the first 2 months and they've just seen each other, say it's like a month, they've seen each other 4 times, I don't think it's a big deal if someone's still on Tinder or on apps or talking to someone that maybe they met a few weeks ago. You know what I mean? Like, some people take longer to make their mind up on people.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying more so about the actively looking for like a few people to be sleeping around with personally.
I think
that's just my
opinion. I know, I agree. I think, but yeah, where I would kind of go into it is like, if you're going to do that, you have to be transparent with the person that you're seeing. Mm-hmm. Because then at least they can choose whether to opt in or out of that situation. Because I think the shadiness is where there's non-transparency.
I just feel a lot of the time with dating, especially at the start, you're kind of talking in tongues. Like, you're not being, because you're not, you don't know each other that well. And some things can come out and you're being transparent with, like, say, like, I'm not looking for this, or I'm hoping to do this in the future, so therefore I probably won't be looking for a long-term relationship or whatever. But then the kind of intricacies of like, are you inserting your dick in other girls at the moment? Or, you know, that kind of stuff doesn't come till a little bit later. That's why it's a little bit of a weird dance, because to meet someone who's going to be that transparent with you is kind of rare, I would think.
But I think you should be that like transparent. Like, I just mean that, like, if that's your choice to be like actively, and like, I've had guys say to me before, and it's not like after like 2 months or so, you know what I mean? Where they're just like, or they'll consistently just be like, look, I'm not here to be monogamous, and I'm still dating or whatever. And like, fair enough, it's not for you, but that, at least then you can choose to opt in or out of it. And I'm talking about like, I'm not talking about the person, like tell every single person you go on a first date with. I'm saying like, if you're continuously seeing someone, say for like 2 months or so, and you haven't had the conversation, all those things that girl asked, I think, you know, if you're going to be going on dates, you should let the person that you're having a continuous kind of dating situation with fill them in on what you're doing, as in like, let them know the truth kind of thing, you know, that way. Because I think that that's just being sounder, because you can still do you, but that person may not be cool with that. And where the sneaking around comes in is like them finding out without you telling them, and then it's just like, if you told me this, I wouldn't have still been sucking your dick.
Yeah,
and you know what I mean?
And that's where it kind of, you also have to like pick up on little hints, because you're not going to meet, like not every person you're going to meet is going to be that transparent. So sometimes you'll have to, like if he's saying like, oh, I was out yesterday and this, or that kind of thing.
Or like I was out in last night and we had a load of girls back at some after party, it was gas. You know, you can always tell, like again, to reference last ex-gals, I spoke about a situation like this, and it's like, you can pick up when a guy is like, seeing like multiple, still kind of dating or still kind of living like a bachelor or single lifestyle.
Yeah, not saying while, no if it presented itself. Kind
yeah,
of thing.
While you guys are kind of seeing each other every week or 2 weeks, you know what I mean? And I don't think that's a big deal, but like, I think that's what I mean, even about transparency, is in like, weave it into conversation. Don't be like, it's all about you. You know what I mean? Like, and that's when it becomes really shady, when a guy is like doing that. But, you know, planning extravagant dates and like being like, I can't wait to see you and like all of that kind of shit. Like treating you like a girlfriend without giving you any of the benefits of being a girlfriend. I think that's fucking shady. So we'll have to, I mean, I think we agree.
Yeah. Do you know, I think it's like we said, we both haven't really experienced that. So I would actually like to, if we could get anyone with experience to come on the pod, I think that would be like someone, an Irish girl who multiple dates.
Oh, I'd love that. You know? Or I've always wanted as well, like a polyamorous couple. I would fucking love to hear that. Okay, last question. Are you ready? The juicy one.
I think so.
Do you guys think that if your boyfriend subscribes to OnlyFans, that he isn't happy in the relationship, / is it borderline cheating to pay for another woman's nudes? Mic drop.
Okay.
I think this is like, you know, we're in the new world of porn right now. Mm-hmm. And we still get, you and I still get questions every single time we open up the anonymous box. Like, I found my boyfriend watching porn. Is that not kind of like cheating? And
why is he not fulfilled?
100%.
Sexually.
So would you like to open up on this one?
Yeah, I think that obviously OnlyFans is the kind of new wave of porn, and it's how a lot of people are consuming porn right now. Yeah. And, you know, I think it's like when I was growing up, what men were doing was fucking either trying to run into the local news agents and get the top shelf magazine or and look at tits, or else like there was those weird channels on the TV and stuff like that, that like you'd be waiting for your dad to go to bed and you're like, put that on, wank away. Then obviously the internet came in, and then like porn was at our fingertips, and it was porn, and like now it's everywhere. And now it's like progressed to the point of, there's no such thing as the girl next door. It's the girl next door with OnlyFans, and you can see her tits if you pay. So I think in with porn, it's like you have to kind of conclude it in your own head. First of all, I think we're still so, as because girls don't consume it as much as men, we're still kind of just unversed. We don't get it. It doesn't make sense to us. Just like, you know, Instagram drama doesn't make sense to men, you know?
Such we're a good like, analogy. It's like, just like when Evan walks in on me in the living room watching some fucking 28 minute long YouTube's tea spill video. He's like, what the fuck are you
we're
watching?
We're actively watching people that we hate on YouTube just because so we can bitch about it.
He's like, what?
Why is that melt on the TV again? Like, you're like, shut up.
She's enraging. I hate it.
Yeah, I know. It's like, she's such a fucking idiot. Yeah,
that's such a good analogy.
It's so ridiculous. They're like, okay. Like, they don't get it, but they leave us to it. It's our indulgence. Our indulgence just doesn't come. It doesn't come off it. It's a different weird female orgasm of like, gossip.
It's a certain type of cum.
Yeah, like my nipples get hard. I
get the dopamine hit. And the serotonin.
Totally. It's like, needle is in the vein, motherfucker. Yeah. It's like, you know, when you get that ping on your WhatsApp and it's like, girls, wait until you hear.
You're 3 minute, 48 second voice note.
It's about someone that we've never met, and it's 99% hearsay from like a completely unknown, ambiguous person.
So but I'm lapping
like,
it up.
I know, we're like, what? A cow. So, man, just let us fucking do that, and they don't bother us, hopefully. You know, sometimes men will like stick to their oar and be like, you're so fucking mean. I'm like, stay out of it, bitch.
Yeah.
But with porn, I feel like women are constantly trying to conclude it in their own head. They're like, what the fuck? We have great sex. He came with me this morning. Why am I seeing OnlyFans? Now, I do understand it is kind of more of more difficult to digest the transactional aspect of like, and the individual. You know, like with OnlyFans, it's like, it's not like he's signing up to like a porn website of numerous girls.
Yeah.
It's like he is paying one girl that he's choosing that he swiped up, and it's like Instagram on fucking acid. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I get that you follow her. We get that you probably wank over the odd bikini pic, but now you're fully, that bitch is wearing a Gucci hat because of you, motherfucker. Like, yeah. I don't have a Gucci hat, BB.
Yeah, like I could understand the like smallness in that way to be kind of annoying, you know, that way where you just be like, I mean, I guess, it's also like you have to afford people their privacy, you know, that way. And like, I could understand if you found out your fella had a fucking OnlyFans account, I would hate, it's like me reading fucking Tattle Life. Like, I'm like reading it with my hands over the screen.
Yeah, I know, it's so bad.
Yeah, like if I was seeing like, you know, my fella's fucking OnlyFans subscriptions, like who's he subscribed to? And then like, oh, breath of relief that it's none of the people that I follow, you know, that way. Cause like,
oh, what, you'd be okay if it was just random Australian people?
That wouldn't bother me.
Really? If Evan was fully paying, do you know what I would?
It just wouldn't.
Do you know what? Yeah. It would bother me, I think, if, you know, I'm being real, it would fucking bother me. It would bother me. And that's just the truth of the matter. If my boyfriend was paying for someone else's nudes when there are so many fucking free nudes out there and he's choosing, and I, for me, it's the, from, because I follow OnlyFans girls and I'm like, you know, do your thing, have no kind of opinion on it in that regard. But what I noticed from the app, which I've never been on, like I want to sign up, there's one girl who I fucking fancy from Inglewood in America. I think I'm going to get hers because I love her and I'm dying to see what she's getting up to. And there's another pregnant girl I found. You know that girl, Zolar Moon?
Oh, yeah. Wow,
she has an OnlyFans and she's pregnant. And I'm like, that is actually fucking cool.
It's iconic.
And so, yeah. And we had...
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like... With the bothering thing, it's like, I mean, I'm not writing it in my wedding vows, you know. I'm not like, and I love that you are supporting independent sex workers, you know what I mean? But I'm also like, you know, like, you're allowed it in a way.
You're allowed to do whatever you want. That goes without saying. But however, doing what you want, if my boyfriend and what he wanted to do was pay for someone's OnlyFans, and for me, it's that, like, I do feel like he's looking for something else. If I'm being fucking damn honest, like, you have porn, you have access to porn, any type of motherfucking porn. I've looked it up myself. In 3 seconds, I could find any porn that I have in my mind that I'm like, I really want to watch a granny fucking a 25-year-old. Yep, that, find it in 2 seconds. However, there's something that's kind of muddying the waters here, because it's like OnlyFans, from what I'm seeing, like I was saying to the girls that I'm following, they're sharing a lot of messages, and it's a more personal thing. They're tipping, they are having conversations, they're getting like personal videos sent, and that for me is an overmark, because I kind of just feel like, in, you know, say with long-term relationships, that's kind of what you're doing without the transactional aspect of it.
What if you're FaceTiming and shit. Signed up to someone like Jenna Jameson's OnlyFans?
That's different, you know.
No, but that's what I'm trying to figure out, where your lines are, you know. Like,
my line is the more kind of personal aspect. Yeah. I think that's where it would,
I don't
feel...
think I would be mad about Evan sexting someone, but when I talk about like a random OnlyFans girl, I'm like, if it was a porn star making porn on OnlyFans, which by the way there are hundreds of thousands of them, I think like the majority of people doing very well on OnlyFans, away from the Irish aspect of things, are making that kind of content, especially if they're in America and the bar is just way higher for content over there, you know, that way. Like Trisha Paytas is full on like having fucking sex on OnlyFans, you know, more power to
her.
She
is. And when we had our pal of the pod sex worker on, and she was saying, you know, like a lot of men now with this OnlyFans, like what happened with, say, like the movement in porn was like amateur porn was trumping so much more than like this kind of curated, overly produced porn. So now that we have, that has then moved into the avenue of OnlyFans, because people were making amateur porn and just putting up a new porn and not getting paid. And then I think OnlyFans came out, and you know, that aspect, I think that is such a massive selling point for OnlyFans. It's the personal. It's like an online girlfriend.
I think it is an aspect, but they're marketing people who want that. Like, I think that there's, you know, of course, you know, you're seeing that. And I do see that on my Instagram too. You know, they post like their DMs of people and all that kind of stuff. But I do think that there's like also a huge market in OnlyFans that's just legitimate pornography. And I think that if your boyfriend is going to be on OnlyFans chatting to someone, like he's probably also sliding into girls' DMs and he's probably also fucking chatting to whoever the fuck, texting. Like, you know, that's just a cross of boundary, full fucking stop.
And that's what I mean with it. That's kind of like the muddying of the waters with OnlyFans because it is his own personal thing.
Yeah.
So you don't know what he's getting up to there. But like what I do know, whether I like, if I see the laptop open and like YouPorn has been left open and I can see that he's clicked into like MILF, big tits or big ass, and I'm like, I don't have a big ass or whatever, you know, then you get a bit of a personal hit. But what I do know, and like, I don't think we're all like, oh brilliant, you had a little wank while I was out, how was it, you know, we're not like I understand it, fucking men wank and use porn all the time and chill as fuck with that, it's fine. However, I think because I know what that is, but I think with the OnlyFans, with the aspect of the more personal touch, for me it would just drive me wild. I'd be like, okay, whether, unless it was someone like, if I knew he was on fucking Sasha Gray's OnlyFans, so there's no,
yeah, but like, what if he wasn't using that? Like, say for example, you knew without a doubt he wasn't using that aspect of OnlyFans, or if that aspect wasn't there, you know what I mean? I'm just like, to speculate.
That's my only issue. Yeah, that's like, my only issue.
Yeah, so your issue
it's
would
the more
be the
personal, because I think that then just brings the something in, because like, I understand, like, you know, you want to wank and like, it's probably a nice kind of thing, like, oh, I'll get this like secret unavailable video and I have to pay for it, like it's not a fucking big deal, like some of them are swipe up for €3, I'm like, wow, I'd fucking do that.
Yeah,
but for me it's just, that's the extra thing.
But do you not think that, like, see, my thing would be like, if a guy is doing that, they're doing that in some other way as well. Like, I don't think, and there's no guy who's in a fucking what I mean is, like, there's no guy who's in serious committed relationship, I would hope. Okay, I'm sure there are guys doing this, but like, in my mind, I'm like, if you are happy and at peace in your relationship, even if you have an OnlyFans account, you're subscribed to like fucking 3 girls, right? Mm-hmm. And you're wanking away to their fucking cherry blossom uncensored arsehole pictures.
Yeah,
I don't think if you are happy in your relationship and you're having good sex, because those two things can happen, that you're also like, you know, messaging the girl and being like, fucking hell, you're fucking little. Like, I think that that's just like a breach of trust no matter what. Like, I think that's just showing, you know, you don't do that if you're happy, I don't think. I don't think there's any amount of luring, you know. It's like what, you remember back in the day, I remember I always used to watch like Sex Addict, had that TV show, and they'd always show like the AVNs, you know, the adult, you know, that fucking AVN awards. So it's like the adult network. There, yes, all the porn stars would go.
They?
Yeah. And there would be like there would be people like, or there would be kind of like conventions as well where the porn stars would go, like the AVN conventions, and like there'd be men like queuing up getting Jenna Jameson's signature. You know what I mean? That is innocent. You know, then there's the guys who like go to the parties and like, come here, Jenna, let's fuck. You know, like, there are two different things. Totally. Is being a fan of like a porn star or, you know, a porn girl or whatever the fuck, they could be filling some sort of fantasy. Maybe they're doing some fetish shit. Who the fuck knows what they are into? But I think that it's just, it's an extra level beyond just subscribing to an OnlyFans to be like interacting and like, you know, sexting and all that kind of shit. That's just like, you're just damn unfucking faithful, full fucking stop, and you're trying to have your cake and eating it too.
And that's, I think, what would make me just like, regardless if he is or not, I think that because that isn't that with a lot of OnlyFans girls, if they're especially like a bit more, you know, don't have a huge following and whatever, and it's their full-time job, so they can DM guys, mm-hmm, for tips and all that kind of stuff. I think it would be just, I'd be kind of, I'm like, why wouldn't you just go in normal porn? If you're just looking to get porn or like fulfill a fetish, like, again, you can find any fucking fetish for free.
There, I think the best porn is on OnlyFans now. If they want good porn, it's on OnlyFans a lot of the time. Shit, like, you porn,
I doubt
all
that's true.
There's you
porn everywhere.
Yeah, there's porn everywhere, but a lot of it is like, all porn stars are moving away from making that kind of porn because it's so badly produced and so unethically produced. Like, anything that's on you porn or any of those sites, none of those stars are getting any money for it, so why would they do it? Like, that is why, that's literally one of the reasons why OnlyFans has now become like, I'm going to guess, one of the biggest porn subscription websites in the world, is because porn stars, and, you know, I'm talking beyond like your local next door neighbor who's given OnlyFans a shot, I'm talking about people who are making like, you know, a generous income and have kind of dedicated their career to this. The reason that they're not going down mainstream porn and going to the valley now and banging on camera with a load of fucking dicks is because they're not getting paid for it. So why would they, you know, film a scene for 200 quid when they could like ride a dildo in their front room and sell it for 500 quid and get tipped. You know what I mean? So I think because of OnlyFans, I think the quality of porn and like the recycledness and, as you said, like all that kind of setup kind of shit, like, you know, it's like watching an indie film versus like Transformers. It's just
kind of,
different.
I mean, like, you can get like the amateur porn, you can get any type of porn for free. It's, I just would be a bit like, nah, why are you wanting to pay? It's, it, I would feel like he's being lured in because of that other aspect of it. And maybe. Also, I feel like, I mean, it's a lot more kind of progressive over in places like America where they're more versed on what OnlyFans is. Maybe you're more maybe versed than some people. Like, I know I was speaking to this dude from America a while ago, and he was telling me that he had signed up to 2 or 3 and like, you know, when he was in a relationship. So it seems a lot more, it's been around there, it's been around America longer, it's more known. Whereas in Ireland, it's like we're still understanding, we're still seeing like more and more girls signing up, we're kind of trying to figure it out. So I think like if I was to think of an Irish guy, I would assume he was maybe going for like an Irish girl, because I think it's like right now in Ireland, the buzz is the fact that like we know all these OnlyFans girls, they're getting known to be OnlyFans girls. And I think like obviously there's conversation in WhatsApp groups and whatever, and the guys are like, have you seen her? She's lethal or whatever. And I think that would be what they're going for. I get it if maybe they like had a porn star that they were mad about and then she stopped making porn, so they wanted to sign up to the content they used to like or whatever. But I just, that would be my only issue. Now, before we go, I have a fun game. If you were on OnlyFans, what emoji would you use?
To cover up my bum.
Sometimes I'm like, really? Someone chose that emoji? I like the cherry blossom.
Cherry blossom. I think it's overused personally.
Do you think it's because it looks like
it's an arsehole?
A pink pussy.
No, it's because it looks like an arsehole.
Oh.
It's like a rosebud.
Yeah. They don't use the rose actually too much.
Yeah, but the rose isn't a rosebud. It's just a rose on a stem. So, you know, like you'd have the stem go down your pussy. Yeah, so it'd be a bit random. I don't know. Maybe the snowflake for a bit of a change.
Oh.
You know. Okay. Or maybe I'd use...
Melt the snowflake.
Yeah.
What would I use? The cat with the eyes?
The cat!
I don't know.
Your bussy.
Oh, gross. Well, I'd be doing the full... I'd be doing a picture of me just staring at the camera. I wouldn't be doing the ass because like...
Oh, well, to cover my ass, it would be a different one to cover my vagina.
Yeah, no, my vagina, because I'd be probably more vaginal if I was on OnlyFans because I don't really have much of a AS.
Yeah, but they're just looking at the hole. Men are simple creatures.
I know. You gotta love them.
Any hole is a goal.
You gotta love them. But it's an interesting one though. And I think, I mean, it's only going
to... Yeah, I think there's just so many levels of context to it. And I think that like, you know, the sexting aspect, I think is... I don't think it's the only draw. Like I wouldn't... I mean, maybe that's just me being randomly not skeptical for once in my fucking damn life. Like I would hope that if I was in a relationship guy, if he was signed up to OnlyFans, like... You're going to be sexting some girl. I'm like, you dumbass. Like, she's using you for money. It's not even like you're sexting some bitch who's going to suck your dick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I would hope I wouldn't date a guy who's that fucking dumb to be like going out with my ass and also sexting Julia Holbinol. Like, you know what I mean? I mean, more power to her, but I'm just
I wouldn't put a past man. Honestly, she's a fucking ride bag.
No, she is a ride, but I just mean that, like, you know, I think that shows it, that like pokes a lot of holes of like general trust in your relationship. Because I think if a guy is going to do that, he is... You know he is willing to be cheating on your ass.
Especially with an Irish girl, because like we have seen, I remember years, like I think it was last year, Julia Holland-Ball puts up some shit. She's like, this guy was sliding in my damn DMs.
Yeah.
You know, the influencer's boyfriend. But like, that's just public mortification.
But I think that's like not, that's public mortification. That's like breaching trust and knowing like, you know, if you're going to be sliding DMs, at least do it to the fuck, or like sexting some OnlyFans girl, at least do it to some fucking porn star in California. You know, that's just some dumb ass shit. And if your boyfriend's doing that, he dumb. So dump his ass, because that's just pathetic. You know what I mean? Not, you know, it's pathetic as in like, you really thought you were going to get away with this? Like texting some girl who lives down the road? She's from Santry, bitch. Yeah, totally. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, it's like texting anyone. It's just going to fuck you over in the long run.
See, if your boyfriend signed up to OnlyFans, be like, I want to see, let's get sexy together and let's watch it. So maybe like invite yourself into the thing. Like obviously everyone's allowed their privacy, but like,
what if it's like, a new... fuck off. No. Yeah. Awkward. Like imagine guy being like, let me sit down and watch Tea Spill with you. I'd be like, you're going to be asking so many questions.
But like, if you made it a sexy thing, and if you're like, let's kind of have a three way with a fucking OnlyFans.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah. You can
an online three way where like you know that shit's on. I don't know if you were going out with like a porn guy. Sometimes just.
I mean, most guys are porn guys, and if you find OnlyFans on a guy's phone, I don't think it's a sign that he's sexting and he's like, you know, fancying and wanting to run away with this girl. I think that there are defo many layers. But like, I mean,
we don't know. We haven't been on it. We haven't gone on the website. Like, I've just seen the whatever on Instagram, and I've seen the like interface and stuff. Like, I haven't gone on anyone. I haven't subscribed to anyone's.
Yeah, yeah, no, totally. Neither.
So I don't know the make. I don't know the makeup of it. I really fucking want to. I need to sign up to that girl's not.
I've been talking about this for fucking months.
Because there's something that's just stopping me. I don't know what it is. I'm like, I've never actually. But I get too sucked into tea spills, and I'm like, oh shit.
At the end of the day, you're a woman.
Exactly. But
okay, we better go. We have to do a live stream now, yes. Girls. So if you're not aware, X-Gals is obviously our extra podcast. But on top of the podcast, you get monthly live streams. You get access to the Discord, which is a massive chat room for X-Gals only. You get merch discounts, a whole lot of other shit, and triple X-Gals get 5 episodes a month. X-Gals get 4. It's fucking lit. Go sign up if you want it. We'll be back next week with a really fun guest, actually.
Yes, going to be really, really lit episode. Beneficial guest.
Yes.
You're going to be learning.
Learning, girls. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.